From Tibbetts on October 29th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tibbetts staff. With all of Apple's announcements last week, our issue became too big, but we have even more great content for you, which will run in an issue soon. In the meantime, we lead with breaking news of a management shakeup at Apple, with Scott Forstall and John Browett leading the company. Next, hear Tanya Hanks deliver verdicts on the new products with the rest of the Mac jury, read Steve McCabe's critical take on the iPhone 5, read an explanation of why Apple's faster Wi-Fi may be just hot air, and get Glenn Fleischman's first-hand look of what it's like to be a winner, briefly, on the long-running game show Jeopardy. Forstall, Browett leaving Apple in management shakeup, setting the desire for, quote, changes that will encourage even more collaboration between the company's world-class hardware, software, and services teams. Apple announced that Senior Vice President of iOS Software Scott Forstall is leaving the company in 2013. Also packing up, apparently immediately, is Senior Vice President of Retail John Browett, with CEO Tim Cook taking over his duties until a new head of retail operations can be hired. Meanwhile, other Apple Senior Vice Presidents are taking on additional responsibilities. Industrial designer Jonathan Ivey will start working with software teams to quote, provide leadership and direction for human interface across the company. Eddie Q of Internet Software and Services assumes responsibility of Siri and Maps in addition to overseeing the iTunes Store, the App Store, the iBook Store, and iCloud. Craig Federighi, who formerly headed up Mac Software Engineering, will also lead iOS development. And Bob Mansfield, who abruptly retired in June 2012 only to return in an unspecified role a short time later, will lead a new technologies group that combines all of Apple's wireless groups. Tanya Engst discusses new iPad mini on Mac Jury. Tidbits editor-in-chief Tanya Engst joined the Mac Jury to talk about Apple's October 23rd announcement of the iPad mini and new Mac models, along with Dave Hamilton, Mark Fuccio, and Omaha Sternberg, plus host Chuck Joyner. Note that Glenn's Tidbits article, How Apple Doubled iPad Wi-Fi Throughput, has better information about the faster Wi-Fi speeds in the new iPad models than what was shared on the Mac Jury. iPhone 5, the best yet, but still an iPhone. Steve McCabe casts a critical eye over Apple's latest update to the iPhone, deciding while the iPhone is a very good smartphone and the best iPhone ever, its features don't significantly change the overall experience of using an iPhone, especially in comparison to the iPhone 4S. How Apple doubled iPad Wi-Fi throughput. Apple's Phil Schiller said repeatedly during last week's iPad event that the fourth generation iPad and iPad mini had Wi-Fi that was twice as fast as the preceding models. Not so fast, Phil. Glenn Fleischman lays out the real story. Winning and losing on Jeopardy. Glenn Fleischman spent an exciting couple of days in August in Los Angeles, appearing on the TV show Jeopardy. He won two episodes before losing in the strangest game he recalls ever seeing. But the oddest part is how hard it is to watch the popular program. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.